Come on, yeah. Who are you? All right. Let's do some School of Fools. Welcome back to the second portion of the show. Should have welcomed everybody back. I didn't. I was just calling them whores.
What? Who are you calling whores?
I was calling the computer
whore. Oh,
I see.
But
they don't know that, so they might think I was calling them a whore. So.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so. No. You're not whores, unless you want to be. All
right. School of Fools.
Ring around the rosy bucket full of posies. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Shame, shame, shame.
School of Fool.
All right, let's get into it. Politically biased homework assignment. Matt, fucking name. Matt DeFau?
Fool? No, yeah, the Canadian, yeah.
That doesn't tell me how to pronounce it.
Matt DeFau. You get the French. DeFau. Matt DeFau.
You don't know how to pronounce it either, I can tell.
Matt DeFau. Well, how is it supposed to be pronounced?
I don't know.
Oh, well, then don't yell at me. I could be right, stupid.
You're definitely stupid.
Yeah, but I could be right.
but you acted like
I'm
you knew.
I'm smart.
Let's not get crazy.
Yeah, but
Matt was taken aback.
See, you're clever than that. For the facts and purposes of the rest of the story, we'll just refer to the gentleman as Matt.
Matt. Matt was taken aback when his son, a high school student, texted him a picture of an assignment that had been given to his class. Enough with the fucking kids bringing their phones and texting assignments. Enough. The 10th grade students at Valley View Secondary School in Kamloops, a city in British Columbia, Canada, were supposed to be learning about differing views in partisan politics.
Kamloops sounds like a shit cereal. What happened to Fruit Loops? These are Kamloops. But they don't want Kamloops.
Yeah. You'll eat them and like them.
You'll eat them and like them.
But instead, they seem to be getting schooled on the biased political stance of the person who prepared the lesson. Matt took to his Facebook page on Monday.
All right.
Matty D.
Matty D. Matty D. Took to post his son's assignment, writing, "I cannot let this slide. I must go to Facebook, where all things are solved." No. It must be exposed, discussed, and then expediently rectified. Explaining the image, he said his son whited out, racist, his answers and wrote the teacher provided answers in their place. Matty.
Matt!
Matty D told Global News.
He's like, they called me what?
Yeah.
Matty D. One question on the paper asked the respondent to identify which person is racist. The correct answer was right-wing people.
Oh, my God.
I see no issue.
Oh, my God.
I do.
Because you're racist and you don't realize. The assignment further described a right-winger as a person who believes that convicted murderers, it should be murderers.
Convicted murderers.
Should be hanged. That women should stay home, go on, and be mothers. And that Canada should restrict immigration, according to the publication.
Listen to you with your New York accent. The mothers.
Mothers.
Not motherfuckers.
Mothers.
Have babies kind of mother.
Because I feel like those bitches brought Brussels sprouts. I feel that way.
In this instance, they did, and they should be punished.
Matty D, who identifies as a right-wing conservative, texted his son, "Wow, you have to bring that home." After seeing the paper pop up on his screen, he posted in his own social media, at which point word got back to Kamloops Thompson School District. A representative there wound up contacting Matty D and his wife. In a letter that was shared on Facebook, Assistant Superintendent Barb Hamlet said she met with the teacher in question, who acknowledged that social studies worksheet did not present a balanced view of the political spectrum, and it was an oversimplification of a very complex issue. You think?
At least he admitted it.
Sure.
You know?
What
yeah.
you gonna do? You caught with your ass and shit, as you would
well,
say.
That, I think Barb, it would be a she. Barb Hamlet?
Okay. So?
He said at least he admitted it. I'm like, we have other issues.
Feel good about stopping that?
No, I don't. Okay. Not anymore, I don't.
Look at the boss giving out some quick discipline.
Bam.
That called into the office, did you?
You saw what she did.
Yeah.
She knows better.
It was corn on the cob, goddammit.
This isn't December 2011. We don't do that shit no more.
See the door close. Yeah. Close the door, please. Get your ass handed to you.
Pip, come here.
No.
Matty D says students deserve to be taught the whole story. You have conservatives being painted as misogynists, racist, xenophobes who want to enact brutal police state that hang people, he said to Global News. Even some of the students were dubious about the lesson. It's basically a teacher saying, "This is my opinion. Learn it, and it'll be yours too."
Wow. What, that's wrong?
One student, that's how I work this show. One student told Global.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, really.
You're a slow learner, Joe. Another one called it not really fair. Matty D's son voiced his opinion through his answers, responding to the question, who is a racist, with racist. But you're really not supposed to answer
the
using the word.
You're supposed to answer a question with a question.
Well, no. That's, no.
With it, part of the
part
question.
Of
it,
yeah.
Matty D doesn't feel discipline is in order and says he'd rather everyone learn from the experience and open up a dialogue about the complexities of politics. I will say, Matty D, fucking social justice warrior.
Yeah.
A little fucking white knight there. How ironic.
But he was right on.
He was right. He was right. Dynamite.
Don't you give me the black power salute.
I'm not being racist. I do like the idea of a lesson of certain ideologies, but you can't be rigid about it.
I think explaining it and exploring it, yes, but no, that was the person saying, this is the correct answer, not...
What would you think and why? What would you think and why? And have that as discussion. Would make this not as a bring as a lesson plan for the day. We're going to go
a discussion.
A discussion. Sure. What do you think and why? Right. Well, you know, and you bring it to a point, you know, but to have it like this, no, that's kind of obviously very biased.
If this person had turned it around and said, you know, put every time they asked a question, put, say, a minority in there and said, you know, who's dirty and filthy? You know, like, don't you raise your hand, Joe. I don't want to hear that answer. But you know what I mean?
Balls.
Like, Justin Bieber's balls.
Pause.
What? Oh, no, I'm getting shot. I know I'm getting shot.
No, go on.
No? Okay, so.
Where?
Pip.
Oh, the old pick up the phone, I'll shoot you in the head.
Shotgun Graham.
Shotgun Graham.
By the way, worst cereal ever. Tastes like gunpowder.
Much worse than Kamloops.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't want shotgun
Graham. Two of the worst breakfast cereals ever.
No, I'm just saying, you know, if they turned that around, I mean, they're saying that, you know, this... put in some undesirable principle or descriptor is, oh, it's the right wing. That's unfair.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd be upset if my kid had that assignment. I don't know if I post it on social media. I'd bring it to the radio show.
Yes. Yeah, pick your poison, but you're gonna put it out there.
I do kind of feel like the teacher should be disciplined, not fired.
No, certainly not. But definitely spoken to.
I wouldn't feel comfortable with this person teaching. Because it's such a bad decision.
It's really bad.
It's really biased.
It's so terribly biased. And the thing is that making this, like, instead of making it as a discussion, like, let's see how
as
you
Joe
feel,
suggested.
And
yeah.
Making it a gradable paper and the answers are so skewed.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, listen.
Yeah, really? That's
the kid.
Between the three of us, the teacher's absolutely right. But you can't put down a pen and paper.
Well, maybe the two of you.
The kid had it right.
You agree.
The kid had it
you
right.
You know what your president's up to.
This is my opinion, and learn it, and that's the right answer.
All right. On to the next awful. Dartmouth. This was headlines last week.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Heatherton, William Kelly, and Paul Whelan allegedly comprised a Predators Club. Joe, why can't we have a nice Predators Club?
Because
we
will be in the Me Too Collective.
That treating female students as sex objects implied them with booze at bars and hot tub parties, even if the women were underage. Who do they think they are? Radio hosts?
Oh, you wish.
Did you ask about the 18th? Anyway, moving on.
No, he can't.
Okay. The class action complaint filed by 7 current and former female students.
I'm sorry.
You're becoming a problem.
Sorry.
How many times can I shoot you?
We're just sitting here watching. You're becoming a problem.
Hysterical. Sorry. Please.
Are you done?
Do you go? Yeah, I think so.
Why are you?
Because it's just like quick aside, and then I got the joke, and I realize nobody else knows what you're talking about.
Gotcha.
We got to stop this now or get the tarp.
I'm good.
Could, I wish we had a video. You just see like her and the grounds crew running out with the tarp.
We're going to have a rain delay.
You see the grounds crew, her laughing, and then just the grounds crew running out with the tarp.
Forecast for sprinkles.
You got to go video in 19.
Oh, my God. I'm okay.
Okay?
Yep.
The class. This is not a funny story.
No, it wasn't about the story at all.
The class action complaint filed by 7 current and former female students also says Dartmouth let the tenured faculty members run amok for at least 15 years.
And let me tell you something, and it's not a funny one. Look at the mugs on all of them. They're pissed. It looks like a Pamprin commercial.
Pamprin?
Yeah.
Wow. He reached back for that one. But
is it filled with your Anacin as well? Is that what else is in your fucking closet? Maybe take some Doan's pills? What is fucking wrong with
Doan's?
Did you get the joke?
Yes, because
shut up and read.
Because we're old.
Because we're old.
All right. All right, you youngsters out there.
Pass me my Doan's.
Joe, I hope you have some AIDS. Repeatedly turning a blind eye and thereby ratifying the violent and criminal acts of its professors. Court papers say Heatherton was actually rewarded with 2 promotions. Sure, it's hard to get chicks in a hot tub.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
To champion international professor. Champion international. I believe that should come with a title belt.
Yeah, I know. Really? It's like, well.
Hot tub on it.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, like that chick thing you always see in the back of pickup trucks or something like that? Yeah, that girl with a hot tub and you get that little medal.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the redneck hot tub. It's just like a tarp in the back of a pickup.
And chairman of the Department of Psychological and Brain Sciences following separate sex harassment complaints in 2002. Kelly and Will allegedly joined in Heatherton's pattern of harassment of female students after being hired by the Ivy League school in 2000 and 2005, respectively. Kelly regularly hosted hot tub parties and other parties at his house, the suit says. These parties, for which Kelly coined the term tubby time, often took place late at night and after drinking at bars. Whalen also hosted numerous parties at his residence centered around drinking excessively.
Mm-hmm.
And both Kelly and Whalen, that's like a fucking, that's just say parties.
Yeah, that's what they are.
Kelly and Whalen encouraged their female students to spend the night at their homes after long nights of drinking. Well, you don't want them drinking drive.
Yeah.
Women who tolerated the sexual predation were awarded, while those who refused the advances were punished, the suit says. The New Hampshire federal court filing seeks at least $70 million in damages from the trustees of Dartmouth College, which was the inspiration for Faber College in the 1978 comedy classic Animal House. Of course it was.
You have to sell the hot tub for $70 million.
The grounds for the suit include sexual harassment, gender discrimination, and negligent supervision. It also says that more than 40 women were likely victimized, with the others eligible to join the proposed class action suit. 2 plaintiffs, Christina Rapuano and Vasiki Shahwan, what's with the fucking names tonight?
Yeah, really?
Both claim they were sexually assaulted. I'll assault you for that fucking name. Court papers say Kelly encouraged Rapuano to get so drunk that she blacked out, racist, during a 2015 trip to San Francisco for the annual conference of cognitive neuroscience study. You know, it's society. In their defense, it sounds very boring.
But the funny thing, she blacked out during a cognitive neuroscience society meeting.
I know.
It's like what happens when you drink too much.
Yeah.
When she woke up the following morning, Kelly told Ms. Rapuano that they had sex. Never good when you have to tell the woman, hey, we had sex.
Yes.
They should know.
They should know.
It should not be in a situation where they're so gone that they had no idea they did it.
Right. But she has no memory of that and has wondered whether Kelly drugged her, court papers say.
You think?
Rapuano is one of 2 women the suit says tried to commit suicide as a result of their mistreatment. This is
Man.
A lame story.
Yes,
Man.
When I was going through that, I adopted this mentality that I felt like I need to keep my head down and get through it, get past it, she told the Post. I thought I could deal with it, handle it, get past it, and be able to move on. Shahwan says Whalen forced her to engage in non-consensual intercourse.
Isn't that rape?
Yes.
Good job.
Here's a biscuit.
Yeah, isn't that rape? That's a bad thing to do to a girl, right?
Good boy.
Okay.
After he pressured her to go out with him, repeatedly, ordering and paying for her drinks. Well, he's a gentleman. After they went to his house for another drink, Whalen made a move that Shahwan forcefully rejected, but Whalen allegedly prevented her from leaving. When Miss Shahwan told him to at least use protection, Whalen laughed and told her, that's the one thing I'm not going to do.
Jesus.
And listen to your wishes is the other thing. So there's
no.
2 things I'm
right,
not going to do.
There's 2 things I'm not going to do.
The fucking balls on this guy.
I know.
Better unprotected.
I get it. You have a woman drugged up. Why ruin the moment with a condom?
Why stop the action?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, where's she going to go?
The alleged attack came just weeks after a group of women, including several plaintiffs, filed sexual misconduct complaints against Atherton, Kelly, and Whalen with the Dartmouth administration, the suit says. In a statement, Dartmouth said all three professors were fired earlier this year and banned from campus. However, we respectfully but strongly disagree with the characterizations Dartmouth's actions in the complaint and will respond through our own court filings. Heatherton's lawyer issued a statement denying his client played any role in creating a toxic environment at Dartmouth College and saying that he's extremely concerned about being grouped together with the other two professors. Kelly and Whalen didn't return messages.
I like that. Any role of creating a toxic environment at Dartmouth College. No, that's not. At your house was a different story.
Right.
Listen, I don't think professors should be hanging out with students. I know it's old school, but...
Yeah.
I don't either.
I think that's the first thing. Now, listen, I've told it before. You know, I probably could have had my badminton instructor, but, you know, we didn't... She was hot. She's like Hungarian.
She wanted to hit you, birdie?
I was hoping. Yeah. 25, young blonde.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
He likes getting smacked around.
Hungarian, eh? Mm. Let's go play the badminton, Davin.
I don't know.
Hold the birdie like this. And while you hold the birdie, I'll hold your birdie.
Is this a clear case of... fucking read it like you wrote it.
Step.
I'm trying to read what I wrote.
I can't read his own handwriting.
Only you to blame.
Oh, here's the, you know, listen, like, I understand. on some level, do the women have to take some responsibility for going to the bar? Like, you know you shouldn't be hanging out with this guy. I'm not saying that they deserve to be raped, but at some point, you know, yeah, I probably shouldn't hang out with my professor. And, well, or I should go to the administration and go, listen, this guy wants to hang out with me.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, I don't know the exact situation, but I can see the position where you're at the bar and your professor is there, you know, and he's talking to you and coming on to you and everything.
But this is where they're inviting him out. They're inviting these girls out, these professors.
Right. And
I mean, you know you shouldn't.
You probably shouldn't, but yeah. Also they were saying that there was an environment where the girls who would put up with this stuff were getting rewarded and they were getting punished.
Well, you know, if you know there's that environment, then you know you need to report this. And yeah. If this is the time to go to the media if the school won't do anything.
Yeah, you need to go to the dean, and if they're not going to do anything, you go to the head. Then
I mean, I don't want to blame the victim, but at some point, you know, this is probably not the best thing for me to be hanging out here with them.
No, and I'm not saying, boy, did they show the best judgment. But there's also situations where it is, like, if this is the environment and this is the person that is above you and can control your grade, which sometimes has to do
well,
with
that's where the sexual predation comes in, because there is that power.
Yeah, because they're in a power position over the person, and they can do things like, there's a TA position. Well, you didn't put out,
tits,
you're not going to get it. Yeah, there's not a TA position.
Oh, teacher's assistant.
Yeah, that's the one. You know, you're not going to be the one to get it because you didn't put out. Or,
that's,
you know, sick. What, here's your thesis. I'm giving you a bad grade, but that's going to affect my you know, my outcome, my GPA, my standing in the department, things like that.
Or maybe they didn't present themselves before these parties, and, you know, present, hey, we're having a get together, a bunch of people are coming over, and maybe they felt, yeah, we'll go over, what the hell, professors, you know, and then all this stuff is going on.
Yeah, they seem like a cool teacher,
but you
they
would
seem,
but you would figure after the first group, you know, going on in these hot tub parties, word would get around.
Yeah, if you know punishment for not hanging out, then shit's gone down that shouldn't have gone down.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
I'm saying. You know, like, the first group, I get it. Why, maybe they didn't know.
Right.
But after the first crop goes through.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I mean,
this went on for a long time.
Yeah. You would think, but, I mean, I can't get inside their heads and guess what. But there are circumstances sometimes where it's like, okay, well, how harmful could this be? You don't expect the guy to drug you, for example,
right.
or you know, keep you from leaving.
Let's next story. Going back, now this is just stupid. School officials have released a video showing an Iowa principal who came under fire over the summer for his creepy behavior, trying to coax a female student to, quote, hold his banana while he was dressed up as the fruit. The footage shows Todd Durth, that's a good name for it, of Fort Madison Middle School, interacting with students during a December 2017 assembly before he eventually targets the girl in question. Hearings were reportedly held, complaints filed, negotiations made before district officials finally agreed to make the footage public this week following one last public records request by the Penn City Current and Tri-State's public radio stations on September 24th. The outlets posted a pair of clips online Wednesday showing Durth, in his banana costume, asking the young girl to hold it. The portion of the costume that he asked her to clutch was between his legs. Durth was disciplined for the incident, but it's unclear what his punishment was. He was peeled. He continues to be a valued employee of the Fort Madison Community School District, according to
Let's substitute tenured for valued.
Does tenure apply to principals? No, they're part of the
administration. I don't know.
But it's still funny.
Yeah.
Still funny, Jeff.
Still was a good, yeah.
You know,
I've never seen a fucking principal or heard of a principal doing that. Never.
No, and in front of a school assembly?
And the way things are, you know, the way things are now, you got to watch what you say and do with everything. I can't believe the judgment some people have. And I mean, like, not like dope, somebody in a position of a principal or a teacher. I don't understand. They don't have any common sense.
Well, I mean, the whole barrier between, you know, this teacher or the administration and student, that should be sacrosanct.
It should be, but common sense. I mean, there's stuff going on in the news the past couple of days, you know, with the whole locker up at Ivanka. Common sense says, Daddy just made a whole campaign about this. Maybe we shouldn't use our fucking Gmail account. I mean, people don't have common sense. I mean, we're seeing it at all levels. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Common sense says, don't ask the girl to grab your banana peel between your legs.
But you want to know something? I mean, look, I in 2 weeks I'm starting to do my Santa gigs. And as every season, like my 10th year doing this, and with every season I know that, you know, when you're with the kids, make sure that, you know, parents can see you, make sure you have your hands where you can do. If I take a picture, like, let's take a group picture. For 10 years, every group picture you'll ever see me, you'll always see my hands.
Right around the 12-year-old breast.
Yeah. Oh, God.
No. I've always,
if so, you can't trust Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Right, but the thing is that they can also see your penis.
Is that an elf? No, it's Joe's cock.
it's got a Santa hat on it.
It's Santa's little helper.
At least he always remembers to wear his hat.
It's called my North Pole.
But it's got a red nose. Is that Rudolph?
I think that's the South Pole there.
Yeah. But still, you know, you always think and use discretion every moment at the gig.
Right.
Because you don't want to be locked up.
But yeah, it's true. I, you know, so with these, you know, people, I don't know why they don't use their fucking head.
Because people are stupid.
Okay.
And they're using the little
head. But a principal, you would think a principal has enough brains.
I would think a lot of people in positions of power have enough brains.
Well, you want to know something? There's book smart and then there's street smart. And some people that are very book smart are absolutely stupid. I knew it. Some people have neither.
Yeah.
But I went.
True.
I used to work with a guy that was an electrical engineer. He's working for the Long Island Railroad. He's a brilliant Long Island, you know, an engineer, dumb as a fucking wall. you know, but you know, brilliant engineer. You know, so
I do see how this could have psychological damage to the student. Because it's kind of embarrassing because it was done in front of an assembly.
In front of everybody.
She's probably mortified.
And a grown man in a position of trust.
A grown man dressed as a banana.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but it said it was on. You can't really see, but in the costume, they said it was between his legs. The guy's in a banana suit and he has a baby banana between his legs?
I think it was the bottom of his banana suit.
When school officials, you know, had a little, you know, air of, you know, decorum to him. I remember when I was in Cuba Hill School, Mr. Green was our principal. Mr. Green would come in and he had, remind me of Nixon, but he had, you know, but he had.
Impeached?
No, but a very, man, you know, Mr. Green. You know, yeah. He didn't come in dressed like a fucking banana.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. A little gravitas with the position.
Yeah,
he didn't ask you to touch it either.
Yeah.
Listen, we got bananas as principals, we got oranges as presidents. I don't know, it's fucking fruity. I don't fucking know what's going on anymore.
The whole fruit bowl of problems.
When the three of us have more fucking common sense than principals and presidents and up in president's daughters and everything. We're fucked, people.
Everybody should run.
We're fucked. The three of us have more common sense, and we do stupid shit routinely.
All night.
Yeah, we get paid for it, too.
Yes.
I do think the principal should have been fired. I think this is a fireable offense.
I think it's a scoldable
discipline offense. You're doing that in front of an assembly. You show no common sense.
I think it was a momentary lack of judgment. I mean, if this is part of a body of work, then he should be fired. But
exactly.
If this is a moment
But he's a principal. He's supposed to be the leader. How can you lead? The principal's supposed to be the leader.
Yeah.
How can you lead if you show this much poor judgment?
I think counseling. Perhaps suspension. And then,
you know, next time you dress as fruit, you shouldn't have children touch you. I mean, what is that counseling stuff? I mean, it's common sense. You know what? He needs to work in a fucking toll booth. That's where he needs to be. He's by himself. People are flinging coins at him. That's what he should do. You should not be around. I'm tired of incompetence at all fucking levels of authority.
I'd be on the phone. Look, I got to pull over. Why? I went through the toll booth. There's a fucking banana in there.
Did he ask you to touch it? No. Yeah. Then what are you complaining about? Right. Get to the gig, Joe.
He's peeling himself.
Get time to the gig. God, that's nonsense.
Yeah. You call me, tell me a banana in the phone. You get to the fucking gig. Well, I'm at the bridge. Good. Drive. You'll be here. Well, we'll fucking do another show.
But no, I mean, seriously, he should not be in a leadership position. He should not be around children.
But see, the thing is, there are pervs everywhere. Everywhere. Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm surrounded. But wait, I'm one of them.
You did that too well.
Yeah, I know.
Want to touch my banana?
Sunny, no, thank you. Sunny, no touch.
You'll touch.
Sunny, no touch.
You'll touch. No hot tub time for you then.
Do you want to peel the skin? Do it.
No, I'm circumcised.
So the thing is that most people can keep it together while they're at the day program and not let everybody
right.
there know
and
what a perv
you
are.
And when you show that you can't, goodbye. I've had enough of shitty people at their jobs, especially of authority. I've had enough. Yeah. Impeach this principal.
If it was just the one time, you write them up and discipline them and stuff like that. But if it's been a
what's your tolerance for stupidity in a position of power, Joe? I do ask.
Yeah.
Lower than it used to be.
I would just like, look, what the fuck were you thinking?
But they always do. All right, fine. So yeah. Fine. So if this is one time, you'll let it go? How about if he keeps on doing stupid shit?
Anthony Cumier and I always do this bit. It's like, I could imagine how these meetings go. Bill, sit down. Okay. How's Shirley? Good, 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 good. You been playing golf this weekend? Yeah, good, good. Bill, you can't fuck the students. Sorry, you can't fuck them. No, just teach them, learn them, can't fuck them.
2011 all over again.
Yeah. Yeah, don't ask him to touch your banana.
Yeah.
Don't, even if you have fruit, if you have snacks, I don't, no, no.
I got no more tolerance. I got no more tolerance of authority, people being so fucking stupid.
I know.
Your tolerance is greater than mine, Joe, but I've had enough.
It's on a case-by-case basis. I mean, you know, what he did was absolutely stupid. Was it a fireable offense? I don't think it is. Was it a disciplinary offense? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Give him a week off. Do this. Put it in his record.
He should work in the cafeteria. He likes fruit so much.
Yeah.
No more with the kids. No more with the kids.
Yeah. I don't know.
If you were at a job, you were in an office, if you guys were at your day program.
And you said something about liking sperm? What?
And somebody complained about you asking them to touch your banana in between your legs, you'd be fucking fired. They'd be like, listen, we got a complaint. We got to let you go. And this isn't even around children. You know I'm right.
Yes.
So what? So because it's kids, you guys are like, it's fine. What's wrong with you? You guys know you can't do it. The only place that you guys work where you can do that is here. You can't do that at your day programs. You'd be fired. Joe, if you went up to one of the secretaries, it's Halloween, and you dressed as a banana, and you go to one of the secretaries, you want to touch my banana? If she complained to HR, Joe, it's been real, but you got to go. You're making an uncomfortable work environment.
Actually, I have to say that I might be disciplined but not let go.
You're going to get let go for other reasons, though.
Yeah, no, completely
other
reasons.
In my day program, I think the president would say, because you make, you know.
No, I'm saying somebody who didn't want it. Not one of your pals who's going to laugh with you. Somebody who's not in with your sense of humor,
yeah.
Who would be offended.
At my day program, I'd probably be written up and warned, but I wouldn't be fired.
Yeah, same here.
Now, what happens if you did to one of their kids?
Oh!
I'd be a fucking arrested.
Thank you. Welcome to my world. This is what I'm saying. Thank you. So you guys agree. It took you a while to get there.
You know what? In the world of school, it's very different than the real
world. Oh, apparently you can be inappropriate with kids in school, and you're a fucking overview of it. You can be the leader of the kids if you're inappropriate with them. You just say you'd be, what's wrong? You'd be fired. This guy's a principal. You got to go.
I want
to
be in charge of disciplining the children.
They fire teachers because they look drunk on their Facebook pages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This guy's got to go.
I guess he would. I mean, I'm sure he would be fired.
Girl is going around, like, telling everyone, basically, at this point, that she had brought in these cookies to school with human ashes in them.
You heard that right. Cookies with human ashes in them. That's the allegation. This student says he saw a girl passing those cookies around at Da Vinci Charter Academy's high school in Davis 2 weeks ago, adding she said it was her grandmother's cremated remains baked into them.
She was giving them to people, and it was just weird.
According to this Da Vinci High student, whose family agreed to speak to Fox 40 about the incident on the condition we hide their identity for fear of repercussion from the Davis Joint Unified School District.
it blew my mind. And I was really repulsed, and I was, you know, upset that, you know, I wasn't even notified.
What these parents are most upset about, however, the way the school handled the bizarre incident.
So do you think if your son hadn't told you anything?
Oh, I would never have known. Absolutely would never have known.
This mother says school administrators questioned her son, fearing he may have eaten one of the cookies. Her son says after being questioned, he was asked to submit a statement about what happened and sign it.
After that, he told me not to tell anyone.
The district seems to be a little bit more concerned about, you know, protecting themselves than protecting their students.
This student's mother says she met with Tyler Millsap, Da Vinci High's principal, and demanded a copy of that statement her son was asked to sign. But since the incident, nothing has been said to parents about it. Both Principal Millsap and the district declined interview requests, but we did get a statement that reads in part, "While we cannot comment on confidential student matters, the physical and social emotional safety of our students is first priority. This case has been particularly challenging, and we've responded appropriately and in the most respectful and dignified way."
Yeah, I think the school's got to notify the parents.
Yeah.
I think you got to get on the horn.
You call them up and go, your kids had cookies, not grandma's cookies, grandma cookies.
Yeah. Is your son vegan? Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He ate grandma.
That is sick.
Yeah.
And what's wrong with this kid bringing him in?
What
the hell?
What kind of recipe is that? Three pats of butter, some sugar, then grandma.
It's hard to replicate that cookie. I'll tell you that, Joe.
Yeah. I don't remember human cremains being in any of my recipe books.
You didn't look close enough.
Yeah
I didn't.
Yeah, I would think you could sue this student. This is
Yeah.
Bad. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it is nice that grandma got eaten one last time. That's probably what she would have said if she wasn't ashes.
Yeah.
That's like when we heard the story about Keith Richards saying in his autobiography that he snorted his grandfather's ashes.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what the hell is wrong with you?
He looked like cocaine.
I don't know if I'd be able to tell if there was ashes in my cookies.
No, you probably wouldn't be able to tell.
We went to the crematorium, then the bakery, and whipped up some cookies. We'll give them to Stupid with some milk. All right.
Same building.
I don't know. I mean, could you tell smoky cookies?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I don't. Well, ash. I mean,
it's ooh, chocolate chip and femur, my favorite.
I don't know. Seems like an awful thing to do.
Yeah, no, it's a terrible thing to do to somebody. To like, basically, you're putting something not toxic, but you're putting something that is not edible and is really like disgusting in food.
I think the only thing this girl's qualified to become is a school principal.
Yeah,
seems like the only job.
Yeah, really.
All right, we'll come back. We'll do some. What are we gonna do? We're gonna do some Scam Busters. Fill you in what Craig Grant's doing. BitConnect lawsuit. A little taste of Ann Jackson. And then we shall bid you adieu for the night. Don't go anywhere.